Yoyim Chamishi B'Shabbes, Parshas Pinchas, Shir 591. Rabbi Aaron Kotler Zichron Levracha once went to raise money by an important building contractor in Queens. His appointment was for 11 a.m. He went together with Mr. Amos Bunim, and they were sitting in the waiting room an hour past another hour. People were coming and going with all different kinds of tools and machinery, but they were stuck in the waiting room. Amos was very happy because he was zeicha to have an opportunity to talk and learning with Reb Aaron. But after 2 hours of waiting, he asked the reshiva, he said, I don't understand. Why does Torah have to come with such difficulty and shame? And Reb Aaron took him by the hand and he said, I want to tell you something today and I never want you to forget it. Tana Devei Eliyahu says that from the day the luchos were broken on Shivasa B'Tammuz, there was a gzeira min hashamayim that Torah, real Torah, always has to come with difficulty and shame. So Reb Aaron said, I'm happy for two reasons. Number one, I'm zeicha to accept what Chazal said. And number two, I know that I'm working for something that's emes. And that's why it's so difficult. And this is a big yesod that we have to understand, especially in Shavasa B'Tammuz. The Shviras HaLuchas, the fact that we weren't Zeiche to get the Luchas Rishenis, that is the reason why it's difficult to have a real connection to Torah. That's why you need Amelos, that's why you need work. It's embarrassing, it takes effort. Zok Debaron, a person has to understand that if it's becoming difficult for him to be able to learn Torah or to build Torah, that's a sign that he's learning real Torah. It can't be too easy. Part of being kind of real Torah, part of building real Torah, is with embarrassment, is with effort, is with kayach. That's the gzeira that happened with the Shviras HaLuchos.